Papa.
Ah, Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. And hang on a second. Can I grab your name, please?
Yes, it's Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. My name is Josie.
And yes, of course, I knew that. Sorry, I'm not on my game tonight. I sort of scrambled down here very quickly, got all mixed up with a few things, so I apologize about that, Josie. Anyway, anybody else for the that? Please come now.
This is Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Tango, Quebec.
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Tango, Quebec. Can I grab your name?
Sure, name is David.
Copy that, David. Okay, I got three more in there. That includes James here. So I'll start with James at Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf. What are your plans for the new year?
Well, Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf over here in not-so-sunny Crofton. I plan to update my 10-meter rig. I need a new one. And still waiting for my new Kenwood Tribander. So that'll be it for this year. And just working on, well, being happy again.
Oh, well, you must be very happy with the Tribander. Do tell us all about that new toy.
I'm waiting for Kenwood to send it to me. I already paid my dues, so all they gotta do is send it. Just, it's a Tri-Band digital. I don't care about the digital. I'm just after the Tri-Band. Keep missing those 220 nuts.
Yeah, copy that. 220 is really taking off again. Our local boys at the Surrey Amateur Radio Club, we've got a net that starts up on that as well, and there's a few people, Reg's probably listening right now, he's into 220 as well. I'm going to have to do something similar. I think I'm getting pushed towards that as well. Okay, anything else for the net, James?
No, nothing else. You guys take care. Have a good evening. 7-3.
And you too, of course. Okay, I'll move on to Jose at Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Popper. Go ahead.
Good evening, Gary. This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. Just working on getting the kids to bed. They're in there for now. We'll see how long that stays. Hope you have a great night, and Merry Christmas to you, and 7-3. Thank you for taking my check-in.
And thank you too, Jose. And yes, you are actually helping me bring back memories. In fact, I got current memories going on upstairs right now. I got my grandchild, my first grandchild, visiting here right now. So it's his first Christmas. He's just over 6 months of age and quite an active little guy, you know. So and so, yes, I just ran down to the basement to start with the net here while they're all upstairs. So it's been quite an exciting Christmas around here. Thank you very much for your check-in. All right, I'll move on to David at Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Tango, Quebec. Go ahead.
Good evening. And my plans for New Year's Day are to take a walk along the Beeston waterfront, which is something I did last year. And it was nice, so I'm planning on doing it again this year with a group of people that I know. Last year we saw a lot of birds, including, I think, 3 or 4 eagles.
And right on, David. Whereabouts are you, can I ask? Because your signal's a little on the weak side. Are you on the portable?
Yeah, I have an indoor antenna with limited power, and it's unpredictable. Some days it's full quieting. Some days I can barely hear the repeater. I'm glad I'm making it in. VA7ATQ.
Yeah, roger that, David. Thanks very much for that. And 73. All right, I'm down at the bottom of the list once again. I will identify myself. My name is Gary. My call sign is Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo. And I'm in Cloverdale. And I'm manning the check-in and chat net for tonight. So can I grab any more check-ins for tonight? Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Quebec Delta.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Quebec Delta. Just let me look you up here.
Mike and Poco.
And yes, I got that, Mike. Yeah, I'm trying out a new thing here. I'm trying to get all the names. I had my keyboard in front of me earlier, so as people were checking in, I was punching in the numbers right away on QRZ so I can, gosh, remember the names and all that kind of thing. But thanks, I got you in there. Anybody else for the net, please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Uniform Charlie. Good evening, Gary.
Copy, Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Uniform Charlie.
Yeah, name is June. Good evening, everyone. Not much doing for tonight, so I just dropped by to say hi. Have a great night, everyone. This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Uniform Charlie, 73.
All right, thank you very much for that. Okay, anybody else while I'm asking for check-ins, and I'll move back to my call in a moment here. Okay, we'll go back to Michael here. Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Quebec Delta. Go ahead.
Good evening, Gary. Not much here. Just watching some Netflix and enjoying the evening with some hot tea. Relaxing. Back to you.
Roger that, Michael. And do you have big plans for next year?
Well, not super big plans, but in the amateur radio section, maybe expand a little bit more and learn a little bit more on it. Maybe attempt some antennas. That's it. That's about it for now.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Michael, and have a great evening there, 73. Okay, I'm looking for some more check-ins for the chat neck. Go ahead.
Kilo Julia 7, Avro Kilo / Vector Echo 7.
Okay, can you come back with that again? I got the Kilo Juliet. That was about it. Can you come back again?
Kilo Julia 7, Avro Kilo / Vector Echo 7.
Okay, got it that time, Kilo Juliet 7, Zulu Alpha Kilo / Victor Echo 7. Go ahead, and with your name, and how's your evening going?
Julian Fessler here. Name is Ryan. I'm here from Las Vegas, is in Vancouver, and just checking in. So, 73.
Oh, well, right on there, Ryan. Are you up here for Christmas holidays and so forth? And what are your plans for the new year? That's our, question of the night.
Yep, here for Christmas, and heading back, Lewis Roll here from back to Las Vegas, but visiting the love of the country here, into my family, and having a good time. So, back to you.
Oh, well, right on there, Ryan. Thanks very much for visiting, and 73, and enjoy the new year. Anybody else for the check-in, please come now. Okay, well, I've reached the bottom of the list yet again. We've had 15 check-ins so far, so I'll roll back up to the top of the list again and see what Reg is up to at Victor Alpha 7 Zulu Echo Bravo. You still there?
I am indeed. I don't really have anything else to add. The only thing I might mention to you, Gary, and I'm not trying to sell my own thing. I know this is a bit self-serving, but if you're looking those people up on QRZ, you should take a look at my lookup at va7zev.ca. I think it's a little faster than QRZ, like way, way, way faster. Anyway, hope that's useful to you or anyone else on net. That's it for me. It's been super interesting hearing what other people are going to be doing for the new year, and I'll keep on monitoring va7zev.
Roger that, Reg. I will go on there and check that out because, yeah, I've been scrambling for a quick way of getting people's names on, especially when I don't get them very quickly or I mash up the call sign and so forth. That would be really beneficial and helpful. And especially when I came running down the stairs tonight with sweat beating down my forehead. Thanks very much for that. Okay, we'll move on to Dave, if you're still there. Victor Echo 7, Lima Tango Delta. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. I'm still here listening, and I'm powering up some old Motorola Spectra mobiles and determining if they're working correctly. So the issue with these is they're made in the 1990s, and the capacitors, the electrolytic capacitors leak in them. So I'm I'll choose the ones that I wish to recap, per se, and bring some new life into them. They're good for fixed station kind of use for APRS or other sorts of things like that. So always like to try to bring life into old equipment.
Ah, a man after my own heart. I've been doing a lot of that this year. I've been fixing a lot of very old transistor radios, similar issues. Of course, these ones were all from the early 1960s and even before that. And yes, dried up leaky capacitors. It's incredible how off value they go after a while. I've got a bunch of old Motorola gear. I've got a bunch of old, if you will, crystals for the tones, such as 127.9 or whatever it is, you know, for the CCT, tone anyway for those too. So I've got a couple of those kicking about if you're ever interested. Back to you.
Ah, but they're not crystals, they're reeds. Yes, they used to actually modulate a reed at that frequency and then compare it. So yes, no, I've kind of gone out of anything that is that old. So, like for example, RPT here used to be Motorola MyCourse, which did use those old reed PL or private line or CTCFS or channel guard if you're a GE guy. Those sorts of boards, but I've kind of gotten away from that. Everything I have is fully synthesized and uses digital for CTCSS and DCS and things like that. But the Motorola Spectra is a great mobile. If you just want something that sits there and does what it needs to do, and it can program up to, I think, 128 channels, but it doesn't have a VFO, so it kind of loses the hams in that one. Definitely a great rig when you recap it. So, yeah, and I actually recapped my whole Kenwood TS680S, which is an HF rig, first rig I ever had. A friend of mine gave it to me for free. I noticed that there was some audio issues, and somebody said, oh, you should recap it. And I was like, well, I've just recapped, like, my 100th Spectra, so it shouldn't be too hard to recap this Kenwood. Well, inside that Kenwood, I think we're 197 different electrolytic capacitors all through hole mount, which was not so much fun. But I did get it done, and the rig still works, and it's going to be heading up north to Pemberton with me later, and hopefully we'll be active on 40 and 80 meters here in the next week or so.
Oh, well, right on, Dave. Yeah, my capacitor of choice, which I've used for a long time, are the Panasonic FC series capacitors, you know, if you're familiar with those. I also replace a lot of tantalum capacitors that fail at a lot of aircraft radios that I fix, like the Garmin SL40 radios that are notorious for frying tantalum capacitors and causing massive short circuits for the switch mode power supply in them. But anyway, what do you think of that?
It's funny you mention aircraft radios because I've done a lot of sleuthing and found a lot of the original aircraft AM band radios in the Dash 8 aircraft. They turn spurious, and they spur inside the ham band and just outside, so like in the 142 to 149-ish range, and I've actually tracked down and shut down about seven of them already. It's very interesting you mentioned aircraft transceiver, so I'm not sure exactly what the model number is. I said knows it well because I've reported each one and they've had them shut down, but yeah, I suspect it's a capacitor issue as well.
Roger that, Dave. Well, okay, well, thanks so much for that. Have a great evening. I'll move on now to Rob, if he's still there at Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. Go ahead. And Rob, I guess...